On this day, the principal saint that is celebrated, other than the fact that it is also the first week of Advent, which of course we also include in our orations, we celebrate the feast of one of the earliest anchorites in the church, the feast of Saint Salas. And of course, a lot of people do not know him. He's much better known in the east of the church. But he, as a young man, decided to leave everything aside and to become an anchorite. So he went to different places, like the prophets of Elijah and Elias did in the Old Testament. They continued the same thing in the New Testament. And thus, he lived in the desert and in the mountains and so forth. Finally, he ended up being ordained a priest because of his holiness and the many, many miracles that he was performing. And he was the founder of the monastery of St. Salas near Bethlehem, with which St. Jerome, the compiler of the Latin Vulgate, was very familiar. He fought heresy and the pagans and everything else that he could, but he did it in a very hidden way, because he was mostly, most of the time, he was mostly in the mountains and in his monastery. Eventually, it became the beginning of a whole new movement in the church. And of course, this is the east. In the west, we have Saint Benedict of Norcia, who did similar in a different way a couple of centuries later. So today we honor him. And of course, we also prepare ourselves to celebrate the Nativity. And before that, that which precedes the Nativity, historically speaking, and ontologically speaking, which we will celebrate Sunday, the magnificent solemn feast of the Immaculate Conception. And following the tradition of Spain and of my family, I have prepared, and of course it's not all finished, there's still a few things to be done, and so hopefully tomorrow morning we will finish them. But I was in the church about 4 or 4:30 this morning already working, and I realize how many sheep there are. Oh my goodness. And there's still some out there that I have not. I have to find places for them. We need to build a bigger church and a bigger nativity scene for next year. But anyway, it's a lot of work, especially since in the last few days I had two accidents. One last Friday and one on Monday, right here on the altar. Somebody put something slippery on the marble and I went flying. And of course, the first time I hit my head, which goes to prove how hard my head is. Nothing happened to it. But the rest of my body is not so hard. And so it's been, I'm much, much better every day with different medicines and so forth. Thanks be to God. Because He is a giver of all good things, including modern medicine. Some people think that is, if it's chemical and it is modern, that is not from God. That's absolute nonsense. God gave us the knowledge with which to eliminate or alleviate pain and illness. And so we need to give Him thanks for that too, and pray for our good doctors who help us in this way. Because my mother and my uncle, my godfather, my grandfather, were all among those too. So I pray for them. They hopefully are in heaven already. But because of that, I'm able to function. And it still hurts, but not as much. But I always remember that if you hurt yourself, unless you break a bone, move it. Motion is very important. If you sit still like a rock, then it's going to hurt forever. But you have to move it. And of course it will hurt. That's okay. We offer up all our sacrifices to our Lord Jesus Christ through His Most Holy Mother. It's all this in honor of the Blessed Mother, and it will remain here till after the solemn feast of the presentation on February the 2nd. And after that, of course, everything will slowly go down. Tomorrow morning, I hope to do all the windows. And I had no room in the bulletin to say this is First Friday and First Saturday. And I guess people need to be led by the hand like sheep. And so a lot of people are not here today who should be here. So pray for this parish. We need a lot of conversions. We need a lot of growth spiritually and physically as well as financially. Nothing gets done for free. Remember that. In the meantime, I give thanks to God that I am still here and that I can move and that soon I can move even more. And I pray for all those in our parish who are sick and who are not able to come on this cold night. And of course, it's a wet night, and so the humidity is extremely high, and that bothers most people. So we give thanks to God. These are the penances that our Lord wants us to do. These are the penances that Our Lady requires. And we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for the church. How horrible the things that are going on in the church. And of course, in the internet, I didn't read the whole thing, but there was some notice about Brother Aaron's bishop in Spain. And that's why he came back to America. I told him, come back. You can't stay there. But that particular bishop, who is now made a cardinal by Francis, the Bishop of Rome, thinks that he wrote a book about how wonderful and how heroic was Judas Iscariot. That tells you everything you need to know. And so we pray for his conversion, cardinal or not, or else he will be seeing red in more ways than one. May God have mercy upon our church and upon our children who have to live in this world of so much evil and misinformation and heresy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.